AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. On this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, well, it's Friendsgiving, ladies and gentlemen, the night before Thanksgiving. Well, me, Gio, we brought a friend in. It's not just the two of us tonight. We got a little threesome going on. And listen, we're hanging out tonight. We're having a good time. We got some drinks. We're getting loose. We're talking derby. Right, a little derby delight. Of course, we're going to talk the Champions League with the Italians that played over the last 2 days. We're going to talk a little Mercato. It's only a month away, so the rumor mill is already moving. All right? So we got to see who's coming in and who's coming out. Some FIFA World Cup news that's got me a little ticked off, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to have some Thanksgiving conversation later because, damn, man, we're going to smell the food we close to Thanksgiving over here. But before we get into it, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, thank you for being here with us. All right. If you're checking us out for the first time and you like what you see, do us a favor, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we decide to go live. Smash the like button, leave a comment, listen to us if you prefer audio. And of course, if you want to help support the channel, most importantly, find us on Patreon and Super Chats are open, ladies and gentlemen. Become a part of the show tonight. It's Friendsgiving. We're feeling good. Milan is where they belong, near the top of the table. And God damn it, it's time to believe, people. If you have been sleeping on them, well, we're not waiting to March. Fuck you. I'm telling you now. Let's go. It's Fabio. It's Gio. It's Vince Mancini. Welcome to Milan Coast to Coast.
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Milan! Buonasera! Goal! Come on, baby! Come on, baby!
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast. Fabio, joined by my partner. Yes, I got it right. He's over here, Gio. And, of course, our guest tonight, Vince Mancini, our beloved friend of the channel and also Patreon. That's why he's the best, man. But, G, how are you doing tonight? Let's start there, bro. What's going on? Salute.
It's good to be with a couple of good, great people, you know, always surround yourself by great people. By great people, man. It's Friendsgiving, so we're just chopping it up like friends do, and we're going to have a little bruise, and then maybe you might get confused.
Hey, I like he's rhyming already, Vince. How you doing tonight, bro? What's going on?
I've got great hosts. I'm not even from America. I'm from Canada. It's not Thanksgiving. And look, they've invited me to this wonderful show. So thank you so much. I'm living the dream every day. Very happy to be here, everybody.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for having us, man. Listen, this is you're right there across the border. All you got to do is cross that border. It's Thanksgiving again. You get double. It's nothing like an American Thanksgiving. We're going to talk Thanksgiving later in the show. So everybody stay tuned. Stick with us. Get ready for some turkey talk later. But, guys, let's start where we belong, all right? A derby has passed, and it was a delight, baby. Milan pulled out the victory thanks to a Pulisic clutch goal followed by Mike Maignan heroics again. So, G, we'll start with you. Thoughts on the derby, the players, everything. What's going on?
It's kind of frustrating. You know, Fofana, even though he did that, that led to the goal, but very frustrating. But I think we're just giving jabs, you know, like boxing, jab, 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 and see who was going to get knocked out. And I just like the whole team's effort after that, you know, not putting their head down. I think we really changed. It's not to shit on Pioli because he gave us that Scudetto, but it has changed. Like, you see the players, like, we caught the penalty and we didn't, usually we just put our heads down and then we're like, we're about to concede. No, everybody's there talking to Wormai, Gabby over there chopping it up with them. And it's it was a good sight to see. And you could see, I knew Magic was going to stop it. I knew, I said, he going to stop this. I already knew, because it's a different demeanor that we've had in derbies. The last six derbies, I think, like, we don't feel like we're going to lose. I just feel like, I think the worst case scenario is we're going to draw and the players feel it too. And I want to give also a special, like, Davia, he's like the true captain. I know Magic got the armband, but this guy throwing his body on the line, like reading passes, making sure everything, and you know, telling them to calm down. And I think that's good. And I think he's learning that from Modric, because if you saw Modric, Fabio, in the first 5 minutes when balls weren't getting to the player, he basically told him, yo, calm down, bro. Like, come on, we won't get this game. And I just like how the team is responding. Now, y'all giving me good pride. We're beating all these teams up. But now I need you to bring the lower tier. I need you to beat relegation sides now.
Yeah, well, that would be nice, right? We're coming big in these moments against the higher teams in the table, which is important, man. You need that. But you can't fall asleep then when you're playing the lower teams. Absolutely. Vince, but what are your thoughts on the derby, bro, and the game, everything?
Honestly, I feel like a lot of people were shitting on this game, especially on Milan. And I thought this was a really great game to watch.
I don't know about
that. Hear me out. No, hear me out.
It was great because of the result. And yeah, this is exactly what Allegri was advertised as, guys. You know, the Cortomuso, just by a nose. And it felt like, listen, Inter didn't make the best of their chances. We're going to talk more about how bad they were even kind of today. But again, it's like Milan's holding on. We're playing the Allegri way. It wasn't a pretty game, but you got your goal.
Yeah.
And you got your the one thing I used to always complain about, Mike, is that, come on, man, you make great saves through the game. But when a penalty comes, we need those decisive moments on our side. And you got two now. Two! I can't even use that excuse anymore. Twice in like a month, 2 months? Come on. What more do you want from the keeper? Now it's everybody else. You know, but what are your thoughts on the game and the players? What's going on?
I don't know if I've got the old school opinions when it comes to this, but I did enjoy the game. Not the first 15 to 20 minutes, but I honestly thought it was a tactical game. You had Allegri ball. We knew exactly what he was coming out with. Yeah. And then we had exactly what we knew Inter was going to come out with, a heavy press. But I thought it was very fluid once we got into the rhythm of the game after the 25, 30 minute mark, especially. And I want to say this, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Every game, I don't know what Allegri's putting in their water at halftime, but they come out that first 10 to 15 minutes in second halves, pressing and a lot more forward mentality, if you know what I'm talking. It's not this defensive block. So I don't know if you guys are seeing that, but the first
definitely
five
you could see minutes, again, they score in the first 10 minutes as well.
Exactly. So, and then finally, I just want to ask you two, because he's American.
Yeah.
Is Pulisic right now world class?
Hell yeah. I'll say this.
Why is nobody saying it?
Because they're haters, Vince. You fucking right. You know it.
Literally.
No. I'll say this, guys.
All right. I want to buy his jersey right now.
I know people are going to say a lot of stuff about other players in this particular league. All right. But if you look at some of the stats, and if they continue on the rest of the way, it's not outlandish to say Pulisic is going to be the MVP when this all pans out. If he stays healthy and keeps playing, he finds assists, he finds goals, he makes the difference. And as of right now, there's only one other player in Serie A. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to tell you. Actually, maybe a second, the more I see this kid play. But he's on a bad team, so I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But McTominay is really something special right now. He's doing crazy shit. And Lidyitz, whatever the fuck his name is.
He is
nasty, bro. I have to learn his name, because he is a good fucking player. He makes shit happen, and Juve stinks. But he's still a dangerous player. If it's not for him, they don't tie the game when we talk about it later. But, like, Pulisic is something special, all right?
Yeah. One thing, though. Riddle me this, though, honestly, because this is the most.
Can a goalie win it? I like that one, Sergio. I like it. But you know what? Wouldn't that be some shit? We got to talk Mike, too, bro. We got to talk Mike. Let's
thing for Pooley, though, that everybody needs to know. He's done this under three managers. He's held this consistency under three bloody different managers that are all over the fucking place.
So you know that's what?
Huge.
Vince, can you say, let me ask you this question, because Timmy Barone is digging here for a little Leal hate. That's what he wants to hear. All right. That's what he wants. He wants Leal hate. All right. I'm not gonna do it. If bad games, yes, but Leal has won us at least two games by his goals and his performance. I'm not gonna complain. All right. Like, come on.
I think what my brother Timmy and we want. The same is, like, I think I showed the picture in the group chat, and Timmy liked it and stuff. It's had Pulisic and Lautaro Martinez the last three seasons with 48 goal contributions, and the last three players, that wasn't Leal in the thing. So we need you to arrive to the party. I'm going to put out a PSA. Leal, get off your ass. Stop being a rapper. You're not fucking Playboy Cardi. You're not Travis Scott. You're not even changing diapers like Gio used to do.
He's
okay,
got two kids. What you
no,
mean?
He not changing no diapers. I know. I can smell it on him. He not doing that. But I need you. It's time for you to arrive to the party. We've been waiting. Me and Timmy been waiting the last 2 years for you to arrive to the party.
Come on,
we waiting. We waiting.
Being too harsh, bro. Leal is still a clutch and talented player, bro. He's gonna come through. I already heard Bayern Munich is sniffing him.
Oh my god, bro.
We're in big trouble. We're way behind the ball on that one. But anyway, let's keep it. But I want to ask one thing, right? Because this kind of wraps into the questions that have come out after this game. Obviously, Mike makes a big save, makes something really, really special happen for us. Keeps the 3 points. We win the derby. But now there's all this talk about how, like, you know, we fucked up the contract extension.
No. Dolby did it, Fabio. He said that he was already old and he didn't want to go over the thing. I know Dolby showed up on you. He sparkled that Harry Potter on your balls, but come on now.
Oh, my God. Listen, man. All I got to say is that maybe, and I heard this, maybe he wants like a change of scenery, right?
Yeah. He wants what he wants is, how old is he? He's 30, 31?
Yeah. 30. I think 30.
So he either signs a contract renewal with us for 4 years potentially, and he needs to know that this is a project that's either going to go for actual Scudettos and a Champions League, or he goes to a team that's going to pay him some proper money, and he's going to win
fucking Chelsea.
Something. He's going to win.
I'm sick and tired of Chelsea, bro. Everybody all up in arms about Manchester City. Chelsea buys everybody. This is getting fucking ridiculous. I know he's going for free, but fine. You want to go to Chelsea? You want to go fucking?
But why don't you want to pay him the $6 million though?
Don't you dare, Mike, go over to Inter or Juve. You even stay in Italy, I will fucking hate you forever. The only way that could be is if you walk out with a fucking Scudetto on your back. That's the only way I would ever be like, you know what? I'm not gonna hate. Guy's gonna get more money for some reason. We're not giving it to him, right? Because that would be the only way he stays in Italy. But if you go to London, they're gonna pay you big fucking money, probably 2-3 times what the Italians would pay you. So to me, I can make do with that. Understand that, but I can't understand you stay here and we didn't win the championship. Like, fuck you, get out of here,
Gio. If we win the Scudetto this year, and we pay Leao $7 million, does he stay? If we win the Scudetto and we pay him $7 million.
You know, I think he want. See, the thing is, I think he wanted like six. And then Ferlani said, nah, we're not going past five. But the thing is, like, we've been making profits the last five. Even when not making Champions League, we made $7 million profit. So I just don't really understand. Like, let's keep these core players together. But speaking on Magic, I mean, I think if you give him six plus, you know, you got to earn $1 million bonus, I think he would sign, and then Dolby, he got to apologize. But before we go to the next topic, I really want to speak on the kid, Fabio. I mean, Whoa, Mr. 33, Scottie Pippen himself. Dasagi, my God.
Mark Simpson?
Man, I just want to say, man, like, this is like a lot of people shitting on Twitter. Like, this is what I've been saying for the last 3 years, and Vinny can be my witness. I've been saying, if we're going to lose and we're going to struggle, I'd rather go with these kids that got upside than players that we know that they're like this. They're not going to go up. They're just going to stay stagnant. And I think Batasagi is just, even Carlos Augusto, he thought he could turn him out, and then boom, he sticks a leg in. His main thing is defending, but I just want to say, man, the kid, man, keep on doing what you're doing, and I'm happy for him. Out of all the talent that we had, remember, we got Zeroli, we got Camarda, we got Komoto, we got Liberale. Who would have ever thought that Batasagi would be a starter in the Derby and didn't look any nerves and shaking like that? So, and stop lying, Batasagi. Milan Futuro did not do shit for you. Like, stop lying. Stop the cap. We in Serie D. Come on, stop lying. Don't put that. Tell that to your girl when you're pillow talking to her, but don't try to fool Gio that Milan Futuro did something. How we do something? We only got like 9 points, bro. How you going to learn?
Props. That's all he wants. He wants props.
Oh, man, he just wants to give him love, bro. All right? Some people like to watch other people give love. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's just what people like. You know what I'm saying? But this guy, he did some loving on Sunday. Look at Mike. Mike getting love. The save. I mean,
that was a great
what,
save.
What a moment. What a save. What a moment. Couldn't happen to a better guy. Fucking Çalhanoğlu, that figure di Butana. I love it, bro. I love it. What a moment. Happy to get another derby win. I mean, this is 5-6 in a row. Bro, we got that nutcracker in the building. Oh, shit. Is that Hakan?
Yeah, this Hakan.
Hakan's got ball, a new name. Bro, Hakan has a new name. It's not just the nutcracker. Today on the thing, we're going to get to it in a second, but they were calling him Çalhanoğlu. The guy repeated it like a bunch of times. Çalhanoğlu. I was like, who the fuck is that? Oh, man. We're bugging today. We are bugging. All right, so let's move on. Last thing on the derby. Anybody else want to close it out before we move on to the Italians?
Oh, I like how fucking, what did Allegri say to Barella, bro? Stop acting for the love of God or something like that. That shit was funny, man. Allegri on some bullshit, Mad Max. You're not going to stop it. You just going to learn to love it, baby.
Did he run when we won? And the
whistle smiled and ran away.
Yeah, he just booked it under, eh? That was the best. For me, that was the best part. Just the huge smile, and he's like, peace. Books it,
bro,
right.
You know what? Ground. You know what one of the top moments of this game was? It wasn't even a play, bro. Bro, what is happening in this photo here, bro? I mean, and DeMarco needs a closer look. What is going on, bro? Bastoni.
Fabio, I'm calling Olivia Benson, Law & Order SVU. Please go arrest this man for sodomy right there.
DeMarco's like, I can go deeper.
Yo,
wait.
I said, he took the whole left ass cheek, bro. That's his left ass cheek he's trying to grab, bro. I think. I don't know. It was a crazy game. It was a crazy game, but a glorious victory, ladies and gentlemen. Glorious victory. Yeah, that's all that matters, man. All right, let's talk the Italians. Champions League happened last night and today. So big games. So start with the Italian champions. Napoli. Again, they didn't look too great at first.
That was boring, Fabio. That game was boring. Until McConaughey come in.
Yo, there was like a Neves tries to make a sick bicycle kick, bro, that the goalkeeper saves. I mean, what a fucking goal it would have been. And Di Lorenzo, right? He ends up getting taken down. They get a penalty. They missed the penalty. I was like, oh my God, Napoli is fucked, bro. But
was that a penalty? Sorry, to be honest with you, whoever the opposing player was, it looked like he got spiked in the face by Di Lorenzo, and then they called it a penalty for Napoli. Yeah, or I don't know. I'm not a professional, but that's what it looked like.
Yeah. I mean, again, they didn't make it. Hoyland fucking got it blocked. It wasn't a great pen either, but that's a second big save by the goalkeeper. But then McTominay scores not that long after, like 10 minutes later. And then they get one more to make it 2-0. So, I mean, any thoughts on the game, G, on Napoli?
Bro, Conte sucks in Europe, bro. He's struggling to beat minnows and all that shit. Bro, I bet you if El Salvador was in there, bro, El Salvador probably beat Napoli like 1-0 or something. That's how bad Conte is. And El Salvador is super trash. But
they still kept a clean sheet. They scored like Carbar. Yes, they're not great, but hey,
who the hell is that team, Fabio? Where are they from? That's not a European country, bro.
Oh, I don't know. They were, I think, in the Europa League last year. I remember hearing their name. I think Bodø Glimt is in Norway. That's the next game. But any thoughts on Napoli, Vince, before we move on?
To be honest with you, I thought it was just a decent game from them. Like, the build-up play to the goals were decent from them. The goals were shit, though. They all came from poor clearances from the other team's name. Kvarberg didn't
back.
Like, I feel like they set up the goals for Napoli themselves. So the build-up play was nice. Like, I'll give Napolitans props that the play before the goals was decent and the possession was decent, but it's not like they were playing a world-class team or very, very high.
The goalkeeper was really good for them.
That is true.
He played pretty well, but McTominay is the difference, and he was the difference today. Both his
be doing better
contributions.
Where is Azerbaijan, Fabio?
Like Azerbaijan? I think that's like I thought those were Asian countries, but I'm wrong.
Yeah,
it's like Middle Eastern, I guess. I don't know. This is not
that's Europe not, now. Right? That's Europe now.
I don't know, bro. I'm not sure, bro. But all right, let's go to
next time you're gonna see LA Galaxy in that.
Yeah, right. Let's not be ridiculous. All right, so there was one former Milan guy on Bodø Glimt. Jan Peter Hogg. Yeah, he's still on Bodø Glimt again. They hosted Juventus. Juventus, this one was a little tough for them, man. They had to come back after giving up the early goal, and then they scored
to Bloomberg.
Yeah, Bloomberg's early goal. I think was his a pen? Hold on, let me go to my notes.
Nah, Fetty. Fetty was a.
Pen. Yeah, okay. Fetty's he was the tying one. Yes, that's right. So Bloomberg gets on the set piece. He gets the first one. Then halftime, Juventus wakes up because Lidiot's, whatever the fuck his name is, he comes
Yildiz.
This kid is nasty. Nasty. He was fantastic.
Wow.
And, again, Openda gets a pretty easy goal to tie it. And then, where's the other one? I don't even see it. McKennie Center. That's right. Another Yildiz American.
Pasta with chicken.
Yeah, nice header down. Good job, McKennie. They give up the tying penalty. And then Lidic, he does crazy work. And Jonathan David, fucking Canadian. I made fun of him in a video on this cocksucker.
Maple syrup, baby. Maple syrup.
Well, as a Canadian, I've never given a shit about him. So I hope that doesn't have any feathers. Sorry.
Oh, my God, Vince. That's not what I thought we were going to get a little Jonathan David love.
It's going to ruffle a lot of feathers.
Timmy,
up here.
You know about this, Timmy?
Yeah.
You know about this?
Rep Ontario, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. So, all right. What's your thoughts about Juventus? We'll start with Vince on this game at all. I mean, having to fight against Bodø Glimt to make sure they win. Again, not great play. They have some really good players, obviously, like I mentioned, but the results are just, again, if you thought Napoli had a hard time, these guys had a hard time. They were about to walk away with a point.
Pardon to all the Juventinos out there, but where are they sitting in Serie A right now? Seventh, eighth, I think. What they demonstrated in this game is exactly why they're sitting in seventh and eighth. It's kind of like where we were at last year when we were sitting in the sixth, seventh spot. They played exactly to the level of Bodø Glimt. They're not playing the way they should be playing, especially with the people that they have on their team. But I don't remember who somebody mentioned this, but Spalletti is just, he's what, three games deep with them? So he's still trying to figure this team out. He's still trying to kind of bring in his...
Oh, that was pause, Vince. Three games deep.
Okay. Sidetrack here at work. And if any of my friends from work are watching this, they call this Vince's Pearls of Wisdom because I say this rap bullshit and they write that. So that's the Vince's Pearls of Wisdom. Watching it out there. Fuck my life. Pardon my French. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. It's just they should be playing better. And like you said, though, man, Yildiz is a gem in the rough. Like he is. Wow. Like I wish Milan could find players like that because if they develop him properly and hold on to him, he's gonna be really good. And
they're
also
getting him ready before he goes to Real Madrid. Wow.
There you go.
Don't
exactly.
worry about
it. And our old Mister's son, he's playing pretty good for them. Conceição.
He's
also playing some pretty impressive football. So give him props to that. It's just they should be doing better than what they demonstrated today.
They have a lot of attacking talent. It's surprising that they always have so much trouble, but. Gio, any thoughts on Juventus struggling against Bodo Glimt?
You know what? That contract going to be hard to get rid of, Fabio. I didn't know they paid Jonathan David that much money for him to have no goals or contributions in a long time. They paid him like $6 to $7 million, bro, plus the signing.
He only has like 2 or 3 so far for the year.
And they wanted him at Milan for how many years? And I kept on saying
I don't know if they want him. It was
No, people are like, no, we got to sign him.
Facebook for Frank.
That's the Canadian wing.
I love you to death.
Canadian wing wanted a Canadian on the team. We understand. But striker-wise, we've been struggling with strikers. All right, let's speaking of a team that was struggling and they turned their fortunes around now with a new coach. Atalanta went into Frankfurt. Damn. They had a couple of good moments in the first half. Not much.
Your best
really.
Friend scored, Fabio. Your best friend scored.
I know, bro. Himself. But he was the third one. Lookman had the first one. Edison 2 minutes later. Then the cutler, the cold cut, the chicken cutlet. That's what I call him. He gets the last one, 3-0. The cutlet. And I mean, they are rolling, bro. I mean, Frankfurt. Okay, they're not Quarbarg or whatever Quarbarg, but handle it quickly within 5 minutes. Wouldn't it be nice to see Milan score like this every once in a while? Give us a little, like, it was clear. Atalanta hit the next gear, started finishing their chances, and that was the end of it because they have a lot of chances in the game. They could have been up early. Atalanta, Paladino, your boy Paladino, G. Any thoughts on Atalanta?
I must say this, Fabio. If he doesn't do good at Atalanta, he's never getting a big position. He's not going to manage any of the top four clubs in Italy, which is Juve, Milan, Inter, and let's just throw Roma up in there. No, Juve, my bad. So he's not gonna do that. So I mean, he's on notice, bro, because he had Fiorentina flying, and then I don't know what happened. They fell off the cliff. But yeah, no, that was pretty good, and I like that because we basically shaded in on the Bundesliga, Fabio. We're showing these other leagues that we could play, Fabio, and that's what we need. We just need the marketing. Fabio, if Serie A gets the marketing, bro, we're shitting on Premier League. We're shitting on everything, bro, because Premier League, sometimes the big league games end 0-0, 1-1, like that. We don't want to see that. Come on, man. We don't want to see that, but yeah.
Any thoughts for you on Atalanta right now in this particular game, Vince?
I'll be completely honest. This is the one game I missed. I didn't really get a chance to watch this one, so don't really have any input. It would just be biased shit.
I understand. Fair enough. All right, let's go to this one. This one, ooh-wee, it's been a bad week for Inter. 2-1 at Atletico Madrid, and first goal, they had to go to VAR. They were trying to wave it away, but Julian Alvarez gets it. 1-0. Then they tie it with Zielinski before giving it up in the late minutes of extra time to the captain of Atletico Madrid. Jimenez again, another Jimenez. This one fucks them big time. So what are you going to say, Vince Mancini, Inter losing again, back-to-back losses? Obviously, this is their first loss in the Champions League this year. So even though they lose, they don't drop that far, as we'll see in a few minutes. What's your thoughts?
So this is a bag that I put my kitty shit in. So just wanted to say, Inter merda, un'altra volta. There we go. Due volte. I'm sorry. 2 times now. Because you know what makes me fucking happy? I'm sorry, but you know what makes me really happy? They're playing their asses off and nothing is going and working for them. And we have to deal with that all the time as Milan does. So it's nice to watch because you know what? They're starting. They got a lot of games ahead of them and it's early in the season. So this is going to, it could come back to bite them in the ass when it gets to that December, very important time. So I'm very happy. I can't complain. But one thing that I have to say too is Sumer, whatever their, I can never pronounce his name. Sumer.
Yeah, Sumer. Right.
Sumer. If it wasn't for him last year, they wouldn't have been the Inter that they were last year. And now that he's not playing as good as he was last year, just like Meunier, he didn't have a great year last year, but he came back strong. Everybody's shitting on him. Yes, he's not making some proper saves. He's giving a lot of stupid rebounds, but you know, he's still a pretty decent goalkeeper for them at this time. Like, sure, they can get rid of him next year, but fuck, the shit that they're throwing on him for what he's done in the past, you give the guy a break a little bit. I'm not an Interista.
You can't look at the past. You're going to get the chat all riled up. Yeah, it's all about right. What you've done for me lately, right?
He hasn't done good.
And honestly, the greatness you're talking about, that's two seasons ago already. If you think about it, it's already two seasons ago. But they're not the only ones struggling. And this is like half funny, half not so funny when I say this in a second. They're not the only ones really struggling, right? Sommer has not looked good the last two games. But if you see the amount of chances that DeMarco has that he doesn't do anything with, right? Barella has a chance in this game to do like a fucking worldy goal. He touches it and then kicks it and he hits the fucking crossbar. That goes in. That's like a highlight goal right there. But he doesn't make it, all right? They have to rely on guys like Zielinski who have to come off the bench, come in the game. Like, Inter's not hitting their stride. Martinez is not doing really anything right now. So all these other, and Calhanoglu. Don't you know about Calhanoglu, bro? This motherfucker's shooting. They're getting saved.
Who the hell is that guy?
Calhanoglu, that's the new shit, bro. That's what the guy on CBS was calling him, bro. So that's what I'm gonna call him now. Calhanoglu, because you're not making it in, motherfucker. Better than mad. That's what he is. But yeah, not good. But Inter can take it. It's one loss. It's their first loss in the Champions League. They're still where they are. Let's look at the table real quick. Do you see Arsenal's there at the top? A little surprising. But not really, if you've been paying attention to Arsenal. I hate to give them so much credit, but they've been fucking kicking ass all year. PSG, they're looking still good. Bayern with their first loss.
Inter's high. Yeah, they're up there.
Inter's high. They're still, even with a loss, they're fourth. Real Madrid, Dortmund, Chelsea, Sporting, then Manchester City. So it's one Italian team in the top eight, which is obviously the automatic. Then you got Atalanta sitting there in 10th, which is pretty impressive for them. Then we have Napoli in 4th, Juventus at 22. And, you know, it's getting pretty dangerous. They're still tied with some people that are off the board at the moment. So anything can happen there. They can't afford really too many losses.
Fabio, you know, go ahead, Vince. Go ahead, Vince. Go.
I'm just going to quickly say, like, let's look at where Italy is right now and how they're playing and trying to get into the World Cup. And let's see where Milan and Juventus are sitting in the Champions League areas. Because if we go back into the past, when we were the Italia from the prime time, it was always Milan, Juve, and the core group of Italianos on these teams. And now what's happening? We got Inter up there, the snakes.
Yeah. It's not working out.
I don't see Barella doing a whole bunch of shit and Di Marco doing a whole bunch of shit for Italia right now, everybody.
Bastoni, exactly. We got a lot of guys on there, and they're not playing well. And then on top of that, Juve's not playing well either, and that's where another large collection of players are coming from. Barely any from Milan. I mean, that's just embarrassing. But Napoli, too. Napoli has a lot of Italians, but they got to come through. But that's pretty much the Champions League so far. We'll see how it keeps going. We're going to keep keeping an eye on it as the season progresses. But let's talk now the rumor mill.
I cut Gio off, though. I'm so sorry. Gio, what did you want to say? I'm so sorry.
Wanted to give a shout-out to the young puppies, U17, Italy team, man. Got a lot of talent. They made it to the semifinals. I know they lost. I know a lot of people shitting on them, but you know, they made history, and that's a good thing. When you start seeing U16, U17s starting advancing in these young competitions, it gives you hope. You know,
do they get an automatic bid for the World Cup? That's all I give a shit about right now. You're talking about the under 18s, under 17s, under your underwear. Listen, I don't know, bro. All right, it's great that they do good. But what are they doing? No, any of them playing in Serie A or any of them? I saw many 18-year-olds this past week scoring goals in Champions League. Fucking Bayern Munich had one. All these fucking players. Even Chelsea. I saw this young kid. He scores a goal in the Champions League. That's nice.
We got Baltasagi, 19 years old. Bro, what are you talking
Simpson,
about?
Simpson, great. But where's fucking Kamara, man? Where's our young talent? Why do we have to keep doing this?
We got him in Serie B. Kamara's in
Serie B. Give me a break, bro. Stop it. Let's talk about the rumor mill because it's turning. Jean-Pierre Pateta. What the hell do we know about this guy? He's playing in Crystal Palace right now. So I ask you, G, what the hell do you know about this guy? Is he a good striker?
Yeah, I don't think that he got the output, Fabio, but the physicality and everything, he's going to cause a problem, bro. He made, he's made Arsenal look bad. You know, they don't know how to defend him and everything. Maybe in Serie A, you know, how when Lukaku first came to Serie A, you know, and bullied people and was scoring monstrous goals. I don't know if he'll get the same 24 goals as Lukaku. Maybe he gave us 16, but I heard they saying 60 million and his contract expires in the summer.
What?
Right, yeah.
What?
The Telegraph is smoking on that cocaine.
He's got 6 goals in 12 games in the Premier League. There is no way in hell we're paying 50 mil for a guy on his last year of his contract. Are we fucking joking here? No way. No way. I would say maybe I'd be willing to go 15 to 20 just to, come on, let's not be ridiculous. It's a striker. But we're not giving him no fucking crazy money.
Get him hot Santi Jimenez, bro, and then we'll get
Santi
him for
Jimenez
free.
Santi Jimenez in 5 mil and a bag of potato chips, all right? That's it. All Dutch final ketchup. Offer. All Dutch ketchup. No way. Yeah, exactly, Timmy. 6 and 12 for Crystal Palace is a bet. 100% agree on that one. I would look at this guy, but it's the first of many names that I'm sure are going to come up. But I'm not going to act like I watch Crystal Palace. But now, maybe next weekend, when that game comes on, I said, let me check this motherfucker out, see if he's all right. But again, more of a big stature. Pause, and we could get this guy score goals to help Leao and Pulisic because, again, those are the two they got to build around. They got to go to a 4-3-3 or 3-4-3, whatever the fuck formation you want to use. But we need to stop playing Leao as like a striker and get him back on the wing with Pulisic and let those guys interchange if you need to. But got to be one guy in the front, and we got to play with just Modric and Rabiot. Forget about Fofana, get him out of there. We're not playing Ricci anyway. So if we have to do it, and you just keep Baltasagi and play Salamakis on that side, I think it's the best way to do it. Pulisic will come back and play defense as much as he can. Yeah, if you want to keep two guys up, you keep the striker and Leao to run. Perfectly fine to pull Pulisic back. That's just my thing. But he doesn't seem to ever want to do that. So it is what it is. Let's go to the next topic. We got Lazio on the weekend. Any thoughts on this one? What are we feeling? Are we confident? Lazio is not that far down. I have to look at this for a second. But Vince, you want to start us off, or should Gio start us off about what we're thinking about against Lazio here?
Gio, go ahead. Have fun with this.
Go ahead, bro.
Nah, Lazio, man. We got the chain smoker. You know, originally I wanted the chain smoker, Fabio. You know, chain smoking on the But, hey, man, I mean, I think we're away, Fabio, or we're home?
We're home.
Okay, I think usually when we play Lazio at home, I think we're going to be able to do something.
Lazio's in 8th place, all right?
Yeah, but that's still good. We struggle against the 20s, 18s, 19s, Fabio, you know, 17th. You know, 8 is still pretty up there high for us. But the thing with me, Fabio, is I know Fofana did that steal, but that's all he did all game. I need Richie to start. I I think that Richie deserves a start, and it's time, man. We need that Italian core, defender, and then a midfielder. But I think if we play our game right, we're smart, we play that Allegri ball like we played versus Inter, and we take our chances. If we get two or three chances and we take two or one or two, Fabio, I think we win the game. I think Lazio's defense is pretty good too. I think look at how many goals they scored on there. They haven't allowed that many.
They have six.
Actually, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Goals against is nine. They've scored 15 goals, so their goal difference is six. Not bad.
Yeah. So you see that? So that's
well, we've given up the same amount. Only Roma's given up six, and then you know the second least is fucking Como with seven.
That's what I'm saying, Fabio. Like, we're playing
Bologna 8. Crazy. Napoli and Inter 11 and 13 goals they've given up.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Swallow some of these other teams. That's crazy how many goals they've given up. God damn. Udinese is giving up 20. Torino 21. That's some bangers, bro. God damn. To give up that many goals. Holy shit. What's the win probability you think I'm looking at here? What do you say, Vince? What's the win probability for Milan against Lazio?
Can I say what I'm thinking it's going to happen? Like what I think is going to happen, to be honest with you? This is going to be
go ahead.
It's going to be a boring game. It's going to be two teams that want to hold, do a solid block. And if Allegri is actually wanting to do something, he's going to take advantage of the resources he has on this team and actually try to play a more advanced game compared to sitting down and pretty much waiting and absorbing pressure. That's what I think, because if that doesn't happen, it's going to be 0-0. Like, this is going to be, I'm thinking a draw, unfortunately, unless Allegri decides to kind of come out of his comfort zone, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And say, let's kind of give him, I don't want to say let's do what Inter would do with a significant amount of a press and pretty much everybody pushing forward, but I would say play a little bit more advanced. Don't just park the bus like we've been doing against a lot of teams. So I'm intrigued to see how Allegri will adapt, because I feel like we have the advantage right now. We have the momentum. We're playing at home. We're just coming off a phenomenal victory and a derby win. How can Allegri use this momentum? How can he use the advantage of us having absolutely no injuries and a good amount of depth right now to actually take advantage and hopefully get us to the top of CDA right now? So I'm really excited about this game. It's either going to be very exciting or we're going to be at halftime being like, I want to kill myself and turning off the TV immediately. So
hopefully. What do we got prediction wise? Do we have predictions, guy? What's your lineup? Give us your quick lineup, G. What do you got? What do you want to see your starting 11?
Longy at goalkeeper. No, I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you, Fabio. We're gonna go Magic Mike right wing back, Salah, Mikers, you know, Tomori, my favorite, De Lo Mio, like my Dominicans say, De Lo Mio, Gabia. We're gonna get Pablo Bitch, and then we're gonna get, you know, Scottie Pippen out there, and in the midfield, Modric, Rabiot, Richie for me. I know it's not gonna happen. But and then up top we're gonna go with Leão and Pulisic again, Fabio. That's what I see. What I want salad, Richie. Man? No, I said salad, man. I said salad already.
All right, I think
just worried about salad testing. That's what you're talking about.
I think honestly, the only one is like, you know, Richie. Richie's gonna be the one. You know, he's not gonna be in there. He's gonna play Fofana. And
for you guys. Two things that I want to say. First off, I want to piggyback off of what Gio said before. Bartezaghi has to start.
100%. I don't think anybody's under the delusion. Okay, good.
As long as that because this is exactly what we need. A 19-year-old that is actually developing. Like, he's actually developing.
Yeah, and he's playing great.
I'm so happy to see it finally occur. And it seems to happen to the Lakers because it wasn't Allegri. Never mind. I'm going to take that back. But the other thing that I wanted to say is Yushardi has to play a little bit of minutes this game. I'm hoping he comes in as a sub. I'd love to see him. If he starts, it'd be a phenomenal thing. I doubt it, though. I can understand Allegri wouldn't start him in this kind of game, but I would love to see him come in and play a few minutes near the tail end of the game. If
he doesn't play this game, can we give him some Coppa Italia time?
Like, great call out. Great
call. You know what I mean? We have back-to-back games.
That's a great
don't make Modric play another 90 like real quick. Come on, give him a little timeout. If you're gonna play Modric a little bit, play him with Jashari. Let him have a chance to kind of play off each other. You know,
That's
Fofana rest.
That's a great call out though, because if and again, I don't want to play all like FIFA manager or whatever, but if you let Jashari come on for the last 15 and see how Lazio is playing near the tail end, and then you start him in the Coppa Italia game, at least he's got a footing already. Point. So that's a great call out, Gio.
Not a bad point at all, man. But you know, you said we're playing FIFA. Let's play FIFA. How about we fucking?
Why would Fofana start? That's the question. What do you see Fofana game that Allegri's seeing, bro?
I don't know, but you know Fofana's gonna do it, bro. I don't know why he keeps starting, but he's going to get the thing.
I'm completely with you. I 100% prefer to see Ricci play, but you know what it comes down to? Allegri sees that he holds the foundation of the defense a little bit better than Ricci. He's got. I feel like tactically it suits him better, if it makes sense. I don't know if I did another
perfect. Better. All right. Right now, it doesn't suit me at all.
I agree.
It's making me very agitated because Fofana looks lazy out there. Like he's not running after balls and stuff like that. He's constantly getting himself in trouble. I need to see way more consistency. Other people want to see other people so consistent. The ones that score goals, this guy can't even get shots on target. All right. But anyway, let me digress and keep going before Gio stirs me away from my next topic anyway. All right, the World Cup pots. All right, FIFA is coming around. All right, you guys might want to just hear Milan. You're not getting it. You're getting Champions League. Now you're getting World Cup shit because the World Cup is coming, goddammit. And hopefully Italy will be there. And hopefully it's a great tournament because it's here in the United States and in Canada and, of course, Mexico as well. But go ahead, Vince. Oh, Vince said, I'll be right back. Hold on 1 second. Let's bring this up here, G, because this pissed me off, man. All right? So, obviously, they mentioned the pots, right? Let me bring these up. You have pot one, which all three of the hosting countries are there, and they have Spain, Argentina, France, England, Brazil, Portugal, Netherlands, Belgium, Germany. The teams that are in the top 12 of the FIFA rankings, and that seems to matter here, right? That seems to matter big time. Then we have other teams, Croatia and everybody else. Probably the best team in this group, I would say, is probably Ecuador and Croatia and Uruguay. Those and Switzerland, too. Switzerland can't be slept on. Morocco is pretty good. All great teams in pot two. You really can't sleep on any of them. Pot three, obviously, the big one there is Norway. They look the strongest. But Scotland looked pretty good. You have Saudi Arabia there, South Africa. Oh, they your favorite one, Uzbekistan, is there, bro. That's your dark horse, G, right? And then obviously pot four is where that's where Italy would fall, right? In that first of the UEFA section, that's where Italy would be. They are technically the A
pot
of
four?
The European final. Huh? Pot four, yeah.
But isn't Italy like top 11 or something, Fabio?
Bro, don't even.
Aren't they qualified, bro?
If they qualified, they'd be in pot one, but they didn't. So now that's why they're over there. All right, that's just how it is. We're not going to make excuses. We didn't finish ahead of Norway. That Norway's in pot three, so it doesn't fucking matter. All right, otherwise we would be in pot one. Norway would probably be in the playoff, and it would be a different story. All right, we don't have to give a shit. The point is, we are in pot four. That's it. The part where I get upset, all right, that I don't like, that you want to talk FIFA shit, is look at this report. It's saying here that FIFA is going to use some sort of tennis-style system shit that the top four teams in the men's FIFA ranking, obviously, Spain and Argentina, are locked on opposite sides. And the same thing is said for France and England. Now, the part I don't like is now you are purposely keeping teams just because they're high in this order away from each other. I don't like that one bit. If they win all their groups, it says they stay apart until the semifinals with Spain and Argentina only being able to meet in the final. The part I don't like, everything else, I don't really get, like, I'm not going to go through that part. But what the fuck, ladies and gentlemen? What the hell is this? I don't like it one bit. I don't want to hear that you're purposely keeping teams apart. If they are in pot one and they are drawn to team pot A, whatever the fuck it's called, or group A, and group B is the other team, then you're trying to avoid them from playing until the end. No, fuck you. I don't like that. They have to play around the 16. Tough shit. What? So the other teams don't have a chance of making it? You have to have these teams in the finals because it's going to help you? Now, I know it's all for money, Vince Mancini. You said that to me early. I don't like it one bit.
FIFA needs to stop coming in and manipulating the game. That's what has to happen. I'm so sick and tired of seeing them manipulate these tournaments to make sure that the fans, which I'm not going to lie, I'm going to say the actual proper people that love Calcio are the people that don't give a shit about ratings or anything. They just want to see the right teams, the best teams play each other. And then all of FIFA, all they're thinking about is how many people can I get into stadiums? How many people can I get watching the World Cup that don't give a shit and probably will never watch it again afterwards? Like, this is the shit that's driving me crazy. Stop manipulating the game. They need to just let people actually watch a beautiful sport, the beautiful game as everybody knows it, and let it play out. And that's why, like, I don't want to say it now, but Stevie P was talking about it on Monday with Milan Weekly podcast on like how FIFA could make things better and everything when it comes to qualifications and whatnot. And I love the idea where the FIFA world rankings mean shit right now. So why are you playing for it? Number one, if you're playing in the Africa Cup of Nations and you win it, you should automatically qualify for the World Cup. Same thing with the Euro Cups. If you win that, Italy should automatically have qualified. But the big thing that I'm thinking, if you want to actually just reset everything and make it actually really entertaining, you've got 4 years to qualify for a World Cup. So you pull everybody randomly from around the world into a qualifying game or a qualifying four-year tournament. And every team, it could be shit teams playing great teams, it could be great teams playing great teams, but it's just randomized where everybody in the world has to play to qualify for the World Cup, no matter where you're at. So it's a complete fluke. And that's the way it should be. So you could have a very non-significant team playing a significant team like Argentina, Italy, or Germany. And it's going to probably be a blowout, but it's the fairest way if you want to make a World Cup and get the actual best teams playing in this tournament, make it an actual global tournament to qualify for the World Cup and make it a four-year span.
I don't think they're going
to
do that. They're just trying to minimize like the traveling and everything is that they stay in their continent to make it from their continent. That's how it works. Exactly. I hear what you're saying, but it would be
qualify.
Like, but imagine the travel. They don't want to do that, honestly.
I agree. I know they won't. But you know what? The amount of games these players are playing, the injuries that are coming through, all of so there's ways to balance this in different
ways. Oh, shit.
Gio. That's my rant.
Gio, what are your thoughts, bro? Do you give a
man,
shit?
Okay, you know what? This is for Timmy. This is for my Portuguese and all that. Yo, okay, y'all talk a lot of shit.
He's not Portuguese, though.
No, but he talk a lot of shit about the leprechaun, number 10, a.k.a. GOAT status, number 10, Lionel Messi. Mamma mia. No, I don't really, you know me, I don't like attackers. I like defenders. I like Maldini, Baresi, you know, Cannavaro, Nesta, the most... Nah, bro, Bastoni grabbing ass, bro. But I just want to say, like, everybody says, like, oh, the FIFA is rigged for Messi. Messi got the penalties. So we're going to just surpass, like, CR7. Who the hell has ever gotten a red card suspended? Okay, you're suspended versus Armenia, but and then we're going to suspend your two games for another year just so you can join the World Cup. So if you don't think this World Cup is rigged already, bro, just start taking notes, bro. CR7 should be playing in the fourth game of qualifying, to be honest with you. And that's to all the Lionel Messi haters. You know, come on, stop seeing it. Stop seeing it bias. Come on, CR7, he knew what he was doing when he did that shit when he got the red card. Let's be honest. And I don't like none of them. They could both eat a pile of Bastoni's balls.
Oh my God, we are out of control tonight. We are out of control. All right, so before we get to our final thing, guys, all right, we got a little talky time, a turkey time coming. I just want to mention, man, if you're in the greater New York area, there's no place to be but Legends Football, Legends Bar, the Football Factory, 33rd and 5th Avenue. Come through Saturday, 2:45. We're going to have a great time there. It's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be a great environment. You can see shit like this, bro. Come on! The vibes are electric. Electric, baby. Electric. Come through. Come check us out. Just let's plug the clubs for a second. Where is SoCal going to be this week for Lazio at 11:45?
I think we're going to be back at Fox's Town, man. Shout out to my brothers, Ale, Lore. I miss you guys. And my brother, Jonathan. I miss you guys, man. Some family stuff has arrived, but not like bad stuff, but, you know, ballet and all that. So I can't wait to be back. I think I'm going to be back there, Fabio, but I'm going to be like one hand on Michigan versus the Ohio State, the fuck guys, and then I'm going to be watching a Milan, a Lazio until like that game is over.
Well, Vince Mancini, give your club a little love, bro. Where do they meet up every week and see if people want to go?
I know on Saturday. I am living in Winnipeg, but I am an official member of Milan Club Toronto. So Milan Club Toronto always gathers at the Mills Tap House and Grill in Vaughan. It's a great environment. It's a great place. If you're in Toronto or in the GTA area and you want to see and meet up with some phenomenal people that love AC Milan, and it's a great vibe, go to Mills Tap House and Grill in Vaughan and meet up with Milan Club Toronto. It's a great time to watch. And every time they score a goal, they do this horn, and it's the best feeling in the world. So
I love it. All right, guys. So it's time for turkey talk. All right. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow, right? So we thought, wait, let's do a little post for Instagram. But before we can get to the post part, we got to do a little dishes draft. All right. So the way it's going to work is that we're going to pick four dishes each. Obviously, once it's picked, it's off the board. All right. And we're going to post it and see what Thanksgiving selection is the best. All right. So you gotta select which one you think is the best. Now, I just saying this now. All right, people. Don't start coming with some really random bullshit. Okay? I'm telling you right now, this is not a time for enchiladas or some other fucking crazy shit you might pull out of your ass. This is for Thanksgiving. Okay? This is not Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, all right, or fucking Easter, or fucking 4th of July, or whatever fucking holiday you want to pick. This is about Thanksgiving, all right? Picture this as a Thanksgiving competition. We are three individual Thanksgiving stores, all right? And we can only serve the four fucking dishes that we pick here. And this is going to bank on whether we survive or flop, baby, all right? So the way the order is exactly how you see it on the screen right now. Gio was picked first. I was second. Vinny third. And then we're going to snake it back around. So once it's picked, do not fucking repeat the same thing. It's off the board. Gio, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to throw selections in there, just let me know. Do we have a fourth? Do we have a fourth? No, he's in the back. He's just chilling. All right. Gio, let's go. First pick in the turkey Thanksgiving draft. What are you going with, son?
Yo, Fabio, because me, I'm Salvadoran. We do that pan con pavo, bro.
What you the know? Fuck?
What did he just say?
What did I say? Only you eat, okay?
Okay, we're doing that mac and cheese. That mac and cheese, Fabio, that mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese has been there, Fabio. Hey,
you're bugging. You dropped it's the Rick's ball on the number one pick. You just mac and cheese, bro.
Who wants some dry-ass turkey, bro?
Bro, turkey is the main event. bro. Turkey is the main event. Whatever meat you might mention, and it's probably going to be some sort of glizzy or something, some extra long sausage that you only you have. We're going turkey with the second pick. That is ridiculous that it dropped to me. But Vince Mancini, you're back to back here. You get your first and second pick. So what are you stealing off the board here?
Should I give it, like, should I get, no, because then you're going to get something back. I was going to give it.
Like, I might get another, like, super slam. No. I can't believe this has not come off the board already.
I got that green bean potato manado taco. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. That's right, Jay. I forgot about it.
Let's go! Potatoes, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
I want some stuffing. I want some stuffing. That's, I don't know why people love it, but that's a good one. All right, your second pick, what you got? I want, I'm gonna throw a curveball here. I don't know if this works. Pumpkin pie. Do
you do pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving?
Yes, it is, but I didn't think that would come off the board so early. He went two solids. All right, turkey. I don't know how you motherfuckers let it slip, but I'm gonna take it. Those mashed potatoes, baby. Mashed potatoes, a staple. If you fucking give me any sort of other type of potato, except one, which I'm not going to mention, I hate you and I will never come to your house ever again. G, what's your second pick? You got two and your third pick. Give it to us.
I got the candy ends, Fabio.
The sweet potato. Sweet potato. That, again, my that's my favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner. What's your third pick, G?
Did y'all pick ham?
Nah, bro. I got the ham. He got the ham. That's a big pick because you need a meat there. Pause. All right. So, bro. All right. Turkey, mashed potatoes. I don't like this at all. I'm only picking this because I need a fucking pick. All right. I think you got to go like a green bean casserole, bro. Green beans. We got to get that casserole, bro. Got to be in there. So, Vince Mancini, you got your last two picks here. Your third pick and your fourth pick. What are you doing? You got no meat, bro. You got stuffing, sweet potato pie. Well, if what are we picking? All carbs here? What the hell are we getting? What's three and four?
We were talking, and I do not do the traditional Thanksgiving, so I'm gonna have to pull a Geo on this one, and I'm sorry. Just a little bit of a meat, and there are some people that will probably lasagna. It's a staple in the family. God. Every Thanksgiving we're having an Italian lasagna.
This is I try to fight against this.
I'm sorry.
I fight against the current at my house. I try to tell my parents and my sister, please. No pasta. We don't need it. There's no pasta needed on this holiday. But the Italians, man, they just fight it. They fight it. They won't let it go. All right, lasagna, what's your last pick here?
The last pick, and I feel like this has got to be a clutch one. Garlic toast. Nice little
garlic toast, bro.
Yeah, you have turkey, a little bit of garlic toast.
No, you're being leaned on by that lasagna now. Now you're dipping shit. We are too much here.
See, the pressure was on me. We don't do this here in this house. I tried so hard.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the Americans. Hopefully this is look. Faz is coming out of the blue. I have to say, instead of cranberry sauce, a cranberry jello. I'm going to have to say this, even though I do not like it, bro. I do not like it one bit. But I'm going to go with cranberry sauce. It's got to be. That's for an American, that's just a part of the stable. G, what's your last pick, bro? What's your last pick? You got a ham, you got sweet potatoes, you got mac and cheese. What's that fourth staple that's going to get you on the board here, bro?
That pecan pie with the whipped cream on top.
Bro, pecan pie. That's right. I'm crazy. I should have never picked. I should have went with a pie. You guys each have pie. I have no pie. Damn it. All right.
You were just hating on that. You was hating on the carbs. We got a carb up, bro.
I know, but the pie is essential, bro. The fucking Vince got a pumpkin pie. He got some stuffing, a lasagna, and garlic toast. You got mac and cheese, sweet potatoes, ham with a pecan pie. Mine is turkey, mashed potatoes, green beans, and cranberry sauce. That mine sounds like the worst Thanksgiving meal you can have besides that mashed potato. God damn. All right, so that's the four, guys. So we're going to put it out there. You're going to see it on our, excuse me, on our Instagram. So go pick your pick. Which is the best? If it was a store and you were going for Thanksgiving food, which one you rolling in, all right? And don't you dare be tempted by that fucking lasagna, okay? That lasagna is bullshit, all right? Lasagna shouldn't even be here. It's Thanksgiving. You don't need pasta on Thanksgiving. Whatever Thanksgiving you're doing, you don't need it. Give it up, okay?
Oh, the panettone! Italian roots. You're hurting your Italian roots here.
Come on. We have two other holidays. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, fucking New Year's. You have lasagna anytime. Why the hell are we putting it on Thanksgiving? Pasta for no. Oh, I just made a little spaghetti with sauce. What the hell are we doing here? That's all I'm saying. All right, guys. Everybody, thank you for participating, being in the show today. We got a parting shot time, all right? A little extra parting shot here. Let's go. Gio, you started off. We'll leave our guests to be last.
Party shots, man. Just want to say thank you to everybody. And the thing is, like, Fabio has been like Americanized, bro. Like, we on some different type of shit for Thanksgiving, you know.
Thank you. That fucking Franco is a full blown Italian here, right?
No. He comes over the border, bro.
You don't need pasta.
I'm just giving you a sneak peek. We got the pozole tomorrow. We got the tamales tomorrow. That's what we doing. And we got the pan con pavo, bro. That's the Salvadoran shit. Llego pavo. You know that song, Fabio, bro. You know that song. But anyway, man, from my family to yours, man, just have a lovely Thanksgiving. If you're in the United States of America, man, you know what? I never always say that, but shout out to all my military, man, U.S., the Army, Navy. You know, I got family that been that are in the military, so I just always want to thank them, because if not, we wouldn't be celebrating this. And I just want to say, just spend time with your family. And this Thanksgiving is Gio's favorite holiday, and I know Gio loves his Hallmark movies. But Thanksgiving is his favorite holiday because my grandma taught me that, and RIP to my grandma, man. And that's something that I will keep forever, man, that my grandma said. Because Thanksgiving is about being with family, and most of us meet. You know, Christmas, you know, we go here, we trying to go everywhere. But for Thanksgiving, we all sit down, we have a couple brews, couple shots, and we eat good, baby.
I'd say that's what Friendsgiving is all about here. We're about good food. Whatever turkey food you like, Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day. Vince Mancini, what's your parting shot, brother?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me, guys. It's always a pleasure being able to connect with you two. We were talking before, but it's really, really nice to like meet really great, genuinely good people. And that's what Fabio and that's what Gio are. And that's where a lot of the people in Patreon for Milan Weekly Podcast are. So if you're looking for just a good group of people, and I'm not trying to sell this, but I'm saying this out of the truth because I met some phenomenal people out here, and this is my parting shot. Join the Patreon, get involved in our chats, meet the people out here, travel to other clubs around Canada, around North America, even around into Europe, and get involved. So again, that's my parting shot. Get involved, and a big shout out to Milan Club Toronto out there. Again, I'm holding it down in Winnipeg, and I can't wait to come back and hang out with all of you guys. But again, Gio, Fabio, happy Thanksgiving to all of the American kings up there, and have a great time with your family and friends.
Well, I hope one day you could come spend the Thanksgiving with a nice American family. We show you how it is, Vince Vinci. Thank you so much for coming on, bro. We appreciate you taking your time. Vince is one of, again, we make no hide about it. We
damn, that jersey looked good, too, Fabio. That jersey looked good, that Vince Scott, man. Yeah.
Vince, I need that. I don't like the way he's eyeing you, bro.
Make it to the World Cup. Crazy, all right? Because if they don't make it to the World Cup, I'm throwing into the garbage.
Oh, man. World Cup. Yes, thank hopefully, yes. I second that one. I just want to thank everybody. Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving if you're in America or wherever you're celebrating. Enjoy your family this weekend. Hopefully, Milan comes through with another solid victory and keeps this margin. Because I tell you here, people, I see fucking special things happening. This team this year, we're right there. We're right there. That we're not looking at 2-3 tournaments at a time. There's no reason we can't be at the end, at the top. All right? We should be at the top. We've tripped over our own fucking feet. We should be at the top. All right? And God damn it, I love me some cornbread. All right? I can't wait. Guys, everybody, thank you so much for watching. Subscribe. If you haven't already, please become a Patreon member. Super chats, maybe next time. But we're feeling good, everybody. Everybody, enjoy your night. And always, Forza Milan, everybody.
Forza Milan.
Peace out, everybody. Good night.